Good morning. Morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, October 8th, 2019, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride, and a wild and dystopic ride it is, to be sure. I am your host, Chris Inkley. We are all road warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area, roadwarriorradio.chattango.com, for interesting and lively discussion. Convergence of things lately is interesting. Get lots of emails. Larry sends me interesting stuff. The John Lennon stuff in particular, John Lennon versus the deep state, for example, the Activist Post article from yesterday. And the convergence of things. So I was talking about 5G yesterday. I got a little bit, went back into the, well, way back into the Wayback Machine. Not too far back, I'd say. To, for example, George Washington's farewell address, you know, combinations and associations of cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men. James Madison, Federalist number 62, Andrew Jackson's farewell address, Thomas Jefferson to Samuel Kirchhoff, those kinds of sentiments. It's just interesting how clearly they saw things would progress if they were allowed to go a certain direction. And the treatment of John Lennon by the United States government, it's interesting, you know, the article, John Lennon versus the Deep State, one man against the monster, Activist Post article. Opens with the quote, John Lennon, 1969, you got to remember, establishment is just a name for evil. The monster does not care whether it kills all the students or whether there's a revolution. It's not thinking logically, it's out of control. So that's an article by John W. Whitehead. Still need to get back to his other article I keep mentioning. Anyway, I touched on, and I want to get back to the subject of 5G today, health. We'll come back to the John Lennon thing. I suppose tomorrow, you know, I don't want to memorialize, well, tomorrow is his birthday, so that's, I suppose, as good a time as any. Maybe we'll focus on that tomorrow. That's an interesting subject, and we've played clips, his Dick Cavett interview, that one interesting Dick Cavett interview that there are lots of fun quotes that emerged. I think it was 1971, wasn't it? Anyway, people have no idea. Most people have no idea. And it's interesting, one of the things that I touched on yesterday in Andrew Jackson's farewell address was the idea that certain classes of folks are just honest, hardworking, salt to the earth, you know, honest as the day is long sorts of folks. And these are usually the folks that are, they've been under attack really since before Andrew Jackson's farewell address. The laboring classes, the agricultural, mechanical laboring classes, you know, where is the honest industry? As he put it, Andrew Jackson put it, they have no crowd of dependents about them who hope to grow rich without labor by their countenance and favor, and who are therefore always ready to execute their wishes. The planter, the farmer, the mechanic, and the laborer all know that their success depends upon their own industry and economy, and that they must not expect to become suddenly rich by the fruits of their toil. Yet these classes of society from the great body of the people of the United States are the bone and sinew of the country, men who love liberty and desire nothing but equal rights and equal laws, and who moreover hold the great mass of our national wealth, although it is distributed in moderate amounts among the millions of free men who possess it. So, he talked about these folks. And I have mentioned from time to time Edward Abbey's famous words that echo back to our roots, I would say, our heritage. If America could be, once again, a nation of self-reliant farmers, craftsmen, hunters, ranchers, and artists, then the rich would have little power to dominate others, neither to serve nor rule. That was the American dream. And it really was, you know. Interestingly, speaking of that sentiment, we just don't know how, I mean, today we are so conned, just don't know how different things are. And to show the contrast, you know, we live in the, Patrick Porter refers to as the market security state, which is building upon Philip Bobbitt's concept of the market state and the Shield of Achilles. But in contrast, and find that real fast. As has been noted in Supreme Court cases, United States versus Miller, 307 U.S. 174, 1939. Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, Book 5, Chapter 1, contains an extended account of the militia. It is there said, men of Republican principles have been jealous of standing armies as dangerous to liberty. In a militia, the character of the laborer, artificer, or tradesman predominates over that of the soldier. In a standing army, that of the soldier predominates over every other character. And in this distinction seems to consist the essential difference between those two different species of military force. Now I ask you, in America today, that was 1939. Again, as you know, Adam Smith, Wealth of Nations, Book 5, Chapter 1, as cited in United States versus Miller, 307 U.S. 174, back in 1939. We still, you know, that is a very different sentiment. That is a punctuation, I would say, of the kinds of things that James Madison observed, for example. You know, that sentiment expressed at the Constitutional Convention. Time of actual war, great discretionary powers are constantly given to the executive magistrate. And again, you know, last Friday we played G. Edward Griffin interviewing Norman Dodd back in 1982. And what did Norman Dodd say? From the meeting minutes that Catherine Casey was able to read for herself, the Carnegie Endowment for Peace was doing that, trying to press America into a state of perpetual war. Why? Because in time of actual war, great discretionary powers are constantly given to the executive magistrate, as Madison observed. Constant apprehension of war has the same tendency to render the head too large for the body. Standing military force with an overgrown executive will not long be safe companions to liberty. The means of defense against foreign danger have been always the instruments of tyranny at home. And so, again, by contrast, as cited in United States versus Miller, 307 U.S. 174, back in 1939, Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, Book 5, Chapter 1, contains an extended account of the militia. Maybe we should all read that. The non-existent militia today? We don't have the militia, but we sure have the regulars, don't we? If I'm not mistaken, the Constitution Let me check. Article 1, Section 8 still says Congress shall have the power to declare war. When was the last time Congress did that? To raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for a longer term than 2 years. How long have we been conducting escapades in places like Afghanistan, for example? National Security Act of 1947. You know, the national military establishment, the NME, has existed for longer than most people in America have been alive today. That's an interesting fun fact. In contravention to the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8. Isn't that fun? So Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, Book 5, Chapter 1, contains an extended account of the militia. It is there said, again, as the Supreme Court noted, men of Republican principles have been jealous of a standing army as dangerous to liberty. In a militia, the character of the laborer, artificer, or tradesman predominates over that of the soldier. In a standing army, that of the soldier predominates over every other character. And in this distinction seems to consist the essential difference between those two different species of military force. Where are we in America today? That's a rhetorical question. A couple of some anecdotal observations of my own. There is, everywhere you look, I wish we could dispense with the opportunism that is rampant in America. And even that is not working now. You can see it. People are so desensitized to it. You know, there's a shop in Libby, Montana called Blue Line Coffee. And, you know, any and every and all military causes or, you know, related seem to get rolled up into the opportunism there. A giant ad that I saw somewhere, and there's another few observations that I've made recently. Speaking of that, I'll mention those and we'll move on when we come back. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are
we'll be right back.
Welcome back. So, yeah. These articles that I'm talking about. Well, ads, actually. It's interesting. The ads that I see, and I've passed by some places recently with banners. You know, we're now into October, and people are still advertising, you know, "We will never forget." There are these big banners and things. And that, to me, speaks volumes as to where we are in a militia. The character of the laborer, the artificer, or tradesman predominates over that of the soldier. Where are we in America today? We will never forget the things that we're told not to forget, but we will apparently never remember the things that we should. So, how does that happen? It's interesting that since about 2012 or 13, we've had several whistleblowers, whether they are on the Treasury payroll or not, is a whole different discussion. But, I mean, you have troves of documents at WikiLeaks, for example. Millions of pages of documents have been released. The federal government is clearly engaged in criminal enterprises. That's nothing new. You know, we played Norman Dodd's intimations on Friday as the director of the Reese Committee back in the 50s. Again, you know, that was his 1982 interview with J. Edward Griffin, and there were folks controlling the federal government, the United States government, to their own interests and designs. And there's no indication that ever subsided. So we should all be alarmed and concerned, but how many Americans even know, let alone are troubled or concerned by this? So where is the laborer, the artificer, the tradesman these days? Folks engaged in those kinds of pursuits. In a standing army, the character of the soldier predominates over every other character. And in this distinction seems to consist the essence or the essential difference between those two different species of military force. And that seems to be embodied in so many things. You know, speaking of the folks that we've lost, John Lennon, you know, again mentioning him, and the folks, I would say, you know, of that era, Martin Luther King, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy. We have enough in our history, and there are so many others, you know. Malcolm X, Fred Hampton. But how often do we have these conversations? And how often do we fly banners, like I said, that I've seen recently? Even after, now we're into October, and "We will never forget" banners. By the way, you get 10% off. And you never forget. Anyway, stick around. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Welcome back. So anyway, it's a short trip from the sentiments of folks like James Madison and Adam Smith to Patrick Porter's market security state and the militarism that John W. Whitehead talks about. Militarism is on the rise, local police dressed like military. All the while, the governmental war machine continues to wreak havoc on innocent lives across the globe. Just recently, for example, he writes, U.S. military forces carried out drone strikes in Afghanistan that killed 30 pine nut farmers. So, this is what is happening in my name and your name. Incidentally, I drove by the Air Force recruiting office yesterday, the local Air Force recruiting office. I thought about going in and having a conversation with the recruiter and the young man in the office. Maybe that's not the most effective place to try to engage in this ideological battle. But, you know, how do we get better at the telephone game? So yesterday I mentioned Dr. Henry Lai and his research, the fact that based on, you know, he started, well, I'll talk about his story in a minute, and hopefully we can get back into this 5G stuff. That's where we're headed, the wireless radiation, non-ionizing radiation. So as Jeremy Johnson pointed out in his 2016 TED Talk, Jeremy, J-E-R-O-M-Y, Jeremy Johnson, the title of the TED Talk you can find on YouTube, it's titled Wireless Wake-Up Call. So, according to Dr. Henry Lai's research, looking at the studies on the subject matter, it was interesting, you know, that usually what you see and what you hear in the media is, well, you know, there are mixed accounts, mixed reports, studies are mixed, and it's split about 50-50, you know, the non-ionizing radiation has harmful effects or it doesn't. It's about 50-50. Well, Dr. Henry Lai dug in a little bit, and the non-industry studies showed, in other words, the independent studies showed that in 70% of the studies, the effects of non-ionizing radiation are harmful, produce harmful effects. In fact, going back to 1995, he and his colleague documented brain damage in lab rats. So that, you know, was their research. Anyway, conversely, he found that in the industry-funded studies, they were predominantly shown to demonstrate no harmful effects of non-ionizing radiation. Imagine that. Industry-funded studies got the results that industry wanted. These are the kinds of things that are making their way to government agencies. I mentioned the congressional hearings back in February yesterday, Richard Blumenthal asking industry executives, so guys, you know, like, what kind of studies are you doing? They're not even doing studies anymore. And the data at this point that is governing the industry is 20, 30 years old or more. But that's no excuse, because even back then, you know, as when I had Dave Stetzer on from Stetzer Electric, we talked about the fact that he knows from his training, his military training from the 70s, that the federal government already knew then that this wireless radiation is harmful. So, as Dr. Sharon Goldberg has pointed out, we are beyond the point of discussion. There is no discussing the issue of whether or not the technology is harmful. But getting back to the militarization, the connection there, the nexus of subject matter, I mentioned the article yesterday in Seattle Magazine. The article from January 2011 in Seattle Magazine titled "The UW Scientist Henry Lai Makes Waves in the Cell Phone Industry." This is 2011, almost 10 years ago. UW scientist Dr. Henry Lai never set out to link cell phones to cancer, but his work and his efforts. His work and efforts. So, from the article, it reads, a greeting card on bioengineering professor Henry Lai's office wall at the University of Washington contains this quotation from Ralph Waldo Emerson, quote, do not go where the path may lead, go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. This philosophy could well sum up Lai's work on the effects of low-level radiation on DNA, as well as what he believes should be the guiding principle of science, independent investigation and research leading to discovery for the public good. Sounds good, right? Yet the soft-spoken scientist's steadfast belief in that principle has placed his research at the center of a persistent global controversy and created powerful enemies that tried to get him fired and essentially succeeded in drying up the source of funding for the type of research he was doing. Lai admits that he was naive. He came to the University of Washington in 1972 and earned a doctorate in psychology. 2 decades later, as a bioengineering researcher, he studied esoteric scientific topics in relative obscurity. He and fellow researcher Narendra N.P. Singh were looking at the effects of non-ionizing microwave radiation, the same type of radiation emitted by cell phones, on the DNA of rats. They used a level of radiation considered safe by government standards and found that the DNA in the brain cells of the rats was damaged or broken by exposure to the radiation. Ironically, cell phones weren't even on Lai's mind when he performed the initial studies. This was in the mid-90s. Funded initially by the Office of Naval Research, Lai was investigating how radar, which emits radio frequency radiation, affects the health of operators. And again, if you ask Dave Stetzer, he'll tell you that they already knew by the 70s conclusively that the radiation was harmful to people. And it's, you know, again, not surprising based on the advancement of technology to see hundreds of fish or whales or dolphins or whatever washed up on shore, probably in an effort to get away from technology like this. That's a parenthetical aside, I digress. Lai was investigating how radar, which emits radio frequency radiation, affects the health of operators. Well, we did not really pay attention to the importance of this thing, he recalls. But during his research, cell phone giant Motorola indicated that someone had told the company about Lai's unpublished results. Motorola asked to meet with him in his lab and at a meeting in Copenhagen. After Lai and Singh's research finding an effect on DNA was published in 1995, Lai learned of a full-scale effort to discredit his work. By the way, is Motorola a government and military contractor? Does Motorola have DoD contracts? Getting back to the earlier, you know, nexus of talking points. In an internal company memo leaked to Microwave News, a publication that examines health and environmental effects of electromagnetic radiation, Motorola described its plan to, quote, war game and undermine Lai's research. After initially accepting industry funding for continued research from the Wireless Technology Research, WTR program, created to manage $25 million in research funds, Lai and Singh wrote an open letter to Microwave News questioning restrictions placed on their research by the funders. After that, the head of WTR sent a memo asking then UW President Richard McCormick to fire Lai and Singh. McCormick refused. The dust-up sent a clear message to Lai and his colleagues. "This shocked me," Lai says. "The letter trying to discredit me, the War Games memo, as a scientist doing research, I was not expecting to be involved in a political situation. It opened my eyes on how games are played in the world of business." Thus was launched an epic battle over research and truth. If Lai and Singh were correct about the potential impact on brain cells from radio frequency radiation, there could be billions of dollars on the line for the cell phone industry in potential liability, leading to significant design changes and lost market expansion. And that really, I think, is where we could segue over into the 5G effort, the National Broadband Initiative, and all the rest of it. Because it's that little excerpt that really persists. If Lai and Singh were correct about the potential impact on brain cells from radio frequency radiation, there could be billions of dollars. Now it's trillions. The 5G rollout, as many folks have noted, including the State Department, it's a multi-trillion dollar initiative. So now there could be trillions of dollars on the line for the cell phone industry and potential liability, leading to significant design changes and lost market expansion. They already have devices made and ready to roll out. And one of my favorite reminders is the Jim Lewis presentation, CSIS, that I've mentioned. I think it was 2006 when he said, when that was around the time that we started getting all of that hullabaloo about implants, subcutaneous implants, and that was after, it was 2 years after, I think it was 2004, that FDA included regulations for implantable chips. Anyway, class 2 devices. But around that moment was when Jim Lewis over at CSIS said, all this stuff that you're hearing about these implantable technology is just a sales pitch in Rand Corporation fashion. You know, we got to soften the public up and get them used to this. The technology that we're going to roll out, he said, has already been created, but the public's not ready for it. That was in a PowerPoint presentation that he gave. And I keep threatening to dig that back up, and I have not yet. Anyway, that was 2006. There is much of this technology that's already been created. And, you know, we hear the latest iPhone model was leaked, right? And you can't help but, you know, to just bridge those talking points quickly, you can't help but think of, well, at least I can't help but think of Scott Klosowski's remarks at the Digital Transformation of Humanity and Gaming talk. Remember, Digital Transformation of Humanity? Oh yeah, and gaming at the Global Gaming Expo back in 2016. It's difficult for some people to, or for us to think about, but you know, we are going to go from mobile to wearables to implantables, right? How did he say that? This is just a first step. It's the first step. We're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables, and I know it's a hard thing for some people to think about, but we're going to be implanting technology so that we can connect better to technology. He was very emphatic about that. Anyway, so there's a hysterical push toward this, and one can't help but think of John Lennon's remarks about how not thinking logically, it's out of control. And it's get there at all costs. So, if Lai and Singh were correct about the potential impact on brain cells from radio frequency radiation, there could be billions of dollars on the line for the cell phone industry and potential liability, leading to significant design changes and lost market expansion. Market expansion. The rest of the article is interesting. I will move on from here, but it really, in my opinion, it just starts to get interesting then. But to the point that I was making, I'll just read this last excerpt and we'll move on. I think we're about to go to a break. Lai's frustration with the increasing body of contradictory research led him to do an analysis in 2006 of the available studies on cell phone radiation between 1990 and 2006, and where the funding came from. What he found was that 50% of the 326 studies showed a biological effect, from radio frequency radiation of 50% did not. But when he filtered the studies into two stacks, those funded by the wireless industry and those funded independently, Lai discovered industry-funded studies were 30% likely to find an effect, as opposed to 70% of the independent studies. Aha. And by the way, are most or all of those companies funding those studies, are they military contractors? I wonder, rhetorically speaking. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Final segment of the first hour is broadcast. I'm going to back up a little bit. And we'll just conclude this article. It's a great article. by Naomi Ishisaka, January 2011, Seattle Mag. Can anything great come out of Seattle these days? Yes. Anyway, I'm joking. Thus was launched an epic battle over research and truth. If Lai and Singh were correct about the potential impact of brain cells from radio frequency radiation, there could be billions of dollars on the line for the cell phone industry in potential liability, leading to significant design changes and lost market expansion. To the layperson, the science behind Lai's work, which was funded largely by the National Institutes of Health and industry-funded research to contradict it, is mind-numbingly complex. Virtually every assertion of risk has a counter-assertion of no risk. Again, you can torture the data long enough to get it to sing any tune you want, right? Lies, damn lies, and statistics. For every independent study showing damage to DNA and memory, there's a study showing the opposite. Lie, 61, says this phenomenon could be a direct result of the way science is now funded around the world. Quote, the U.S. was on the cutting edge of this whole area for the last 30 years, but right now we're the third world country. We're not doing research at all. And that was confirmed, by the way, in February in congressional hearings when Richard Blumenthal asked industry experts what studies are being performed. Industry is not even funding studies, as far as the industry knows, that is. The industry executives who testified before Congress. Very concerned about the science, and we follow the science wherever it leads. Right. Whatever the best science money can buy. So Lai says we're not doing research at all now. With government funding all but non-existent, the bulk of scientific research is funded by private industry. Quote, the mechanism is funding. Lai says, quote, you don't bite the hand that feeds you. The pressure is very impressive, end quote. And that, I would say, is an understatement. This is a guy who knows, obviously, having experienced that very impressive pressure. The massive Interphone study coordinated by the International Agency of Research for Research on Cancer and released in May 2010 exemplifies these challenges. And then there's talk of that study. I just want to get back to the conclusion, the 50%, and then we'll move on back to from the issue of basically militant sort of regulation of this industry, pressing forward at all costs, including the health of mankind and well-being of mankind, and right up to the 5G stuff. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.